his dad had been when he was building the treehouse. He did it in memory of your mum. Tears trickled down her cheeks as she spoke. Eustace told me Effie had always wanted a treehouse. Really? I didn't realize that. He raised his eyebrows. I don't recall it ever being mentioned when I was a boy. Aunt Verna shook her head. I don't think Effie brought it up till you were grown and had left the Amish faith. Oh, I see. After all these years, guess there's a lot I don't know. Joel glanced at the house, wondering why Christy hadn't come out. She'd been in there quite a while. Christy stood at the kitchen window, watching Joel visit with an elderly woman. But that wasn't what had initially drawn her attention to the window. She'd seen him talking to the young Amish woman she'd noticed during the graveside service. Christy wondered yet again about the woman and was tempted to ask one of Joel's sisters who she was, but she didn't want to appear nosy. Christy felt vulnerable being around so many people she didn't know and who spoke a different language when they conversed with one another. Thankfully, Joel's sisters were warm and friendly and had made her feel welcome. She felt drawn to their quiet demeanor and plain lifestyle. Christy wondered what it would be like to live a simpler life without the distractions of TV, computers, and cell phones. Not that those things were bad, but most people seemed to focus on electronic gadgets instead of concentrating on developing good relationships with others. Christy wasn't sure she could give up all her modern conveniences, but she longed for an unpretentious way of life. We